Maybe somebody else might have something you want to put in the service. Anything at all. Since being too excited, we're just one big happy family. We're in this together. I mean, we might as well come and worship and enjoy it while we're here. Ain't no sense of just being mad and having sour faces and things of that nature. But I tell you, if we're going to heaven, we ought to have something to be excited about. We get discouraged from time to time, but I tell you, we got the best thing that there is. It may not be in our hope, it's not in our job, and it's not in politics, and it's not in the courthouse to the White House, but we got something real big and real great in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we act like He hadn't never done nothing for us. We come to the house of God and act like He's never showed up or something, but He's only saved us and made us the fit subjects to go to heaven. Well, at least we could be a little excited for Him. I mean, I get discouraged on the job from time to time, but I've never been discouraged in the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah. I may be discouraging people, but the way they talk and the way they act and claim to be this and claim to be that, but the Lord ain't never put on a show. He's always been faithful. What more could we ask for? Manifest His presence and loves on us as sorry as we are. We ought to be in hell. We deserve to go to hell. But we've got the blood. It's been applied. He suffered like no man's ever suffered for me and for you and for the whole world. He came to seek and to save sinners. He came to love on us. Give the best that heaven had. And we say it like He's never done nothing for us. We've got good folks that teach the Word of God. We got good folks like Brother Jesse and Brother Creston and others that come and preach the Word. And we ought to get excited from time to time. If He lives on the inside, He goes everywhere that we go. I tell you, we might get discouraged from time to time, but He's real precious to us. The Bible teaches us that He ought to be precious to us. We're not serving a wooden statue that can't do nothing for us. We're not over in the Middle East somewhere worshiping some statue or the Pope. There's no hope in the Pope or nothing like that. But we got a great high priest. We've got the Lord Jesus Christ. We got the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. What more could we ask for? Well, you say, I don't have a big $1 million in the bank account, and I ain't got a new vehicle to drive every day of the week, and I ain't got this, and I ain't got that. But I tell you, it's all going to burn up one of these days. We might as well enjoy it while we're here.
Amen.
Maybe somebody else might have something you want to put in the service.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank the Lord for being here this evening. Lord, be good. I ain't going to get started. I ain't coming for it. My cup is full. Lord, be good. Make it sweet. Thank the Lord for it. Hallelujah. I'm saved. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank the Lord for here tonight. Hallelujah. Praise Hallelujah. He got the time for you tonight. Hallelujah.
Somebody else might have something we want to put in service.
Amen.
If not, we'll read a few verses in Acts chapter 20. Acts chapter 20. It's going to be short and sweet to the point.
Lord, you bless
you. Start in verse 17. And from Miletus, he sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church. And when they were come to him, he said unto them, you know, from the first day that I came into Asia, after what manner I have been with you at all seasons, serving the Lord with all humility of mind, and with many tears and temptations which befell me by lying in wait of the Jews, and how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have showed you and have taught you perfectly and from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, behold, I go bound in the spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save that the Holy Ghost witness in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy. In the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. And now behold, I know that ye all among whom I have gone to preach in the kingdom of God shall see my face no more. Wherefore I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men. For I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers, to feed the church of God which he hath purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. Therefore, watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. I have coveted no man's silver or gold or pearl. Yea, ye yourselves know that these hands have ministered unto my necessities and to them that were with me. And I have showed you all things, how that so labor ye ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, how he said it is more blessed to give than to receive. Brother Joshua, you lead us in prayer. There in verse 19 it says, serving the Lord with all humility of mind, with many tears and temptations which befell me by lying in wait of the Jews. Paul, I believe he's letting these people know. He said, I've been faithful to you. I've been with you for this amount of time, and I've been here to help you and to teach you and instruct you, and I've been faithful to you. And I thought about the Lord being faithful to us and being good to us. Have we been faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ? I tell you, we might come to church and sit on a pew every time the doors are open, but are we really faithful? Is the enemy
of
the Lord Jesus Christ? You can be faithful and not even be at the house of God. To forsake the sinning of ourselves together, I understand that. But I tell you, faithfulness is just more than just showing up to the house of God. It's more than just listening to the Sunday school teacher or the pastor. And I've been faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ. He's been faithful to us. What about the rest of the week? What about Monday through Saturday? been good to us.
Amen.
God, I didn't get what I deserved.
Me too.
Amen.
Verse 20 and 21, I find that how he kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, and I showed you an apostle calling, and from house to house testifying both to the Jews, also to the Greeks, and repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. I find that there, that he's got a message.
Yeah.
He said, I've got a message for you. It's the word of God. I realize they didn't have a Bible at that time, but he had the word, and he tried to help, and he tried to instruct him. He had the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven and the Holy Ghost. I tell you, the precious Holy Ghost of God. It's precious, and he can be offended real easy. We take a lot of things real lightly, but the Holy Ghost of God, I tell you, it's real precious.
Oh, yeah.
We ought not ever offend the Holy Ghost of God. Whether it's whatever day of the week, we ought not ever offend you. If the Lord wants us to do something, if he wants you to sing, you ought to sing. If he wants you to testify, you ought to testify. If he wants you to run the aisles, you ought to run the aisles.
Yeah.
If he wants you to preach, you ought to preach. You ought to do what God would have you to do. And not set on the Holy Ghost of God. It makes things a lot better.
Yeah.
You might be a blessing to somebody. You might be a help to somebody.
Yeah.
Things in mysterious ways.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
but he had a message. What kind of message can folks see in him?
Yeah, right.
Whether we're on the job or down at the house of store or at the house of God, it's real easy to put a front on at the house of God.
Yeah,
it's real easy to sing that song, I shall not be moved.
Yeah.
Real easy.
You're right.
Lord's good to us.
Yeah.
Yes, amen.
What about he set me free?
Yeah.
What about that song Amazing Grace?
It said,
we're all made out of the same thing.
Right.
Yeah.
We're all made out of the same the same mold, the same dirt.
Yeah.
What the Lord wanted to use.
Yeah.
He spoke this thing into existence. I'll tell you, the Lord can use us if we'll let him.
That's
why he saved us.
Yeah.
Us that are born again, washed in the blood. Verses 23. And now, behold, I go bound in the Spirit into Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there. Save that the Holy Ghost witnessed in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy in the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. And now, behold, I know that you all among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God shall see my face no more.
Bless him, Lord.
I believe Paul's telling him, I've got a testimony. And I'm telling you about it right here in these verses. I've got a testimony for you. I'm trying to help you.
Yeah.
And I'm left up to Lord Jesus Christ in these verses right here. And I thought, boy, is our testimony lifting up the Lord Jesus Christ? Is the way we are living our testimony effective for the Lord Jesus Christ? I'll tell you, it's easy to go down to the ball game and folks get real excited. I've seen it. And not get a holy squeak when it comes to the house of God. But get real excited down at the ball game or down at some kind of concert somewhere, some kind of entertainment for that entertains the flesh. Folks get real excited. But when you come to the house of God, not much movement. But Paul, I'll tell you, he's excited about the Lord Jesus Christ. We ought to be excited too. I thought our example of a New Testament Christian was Paul. I thought he saw in Acts chapter 9, and the Lord struck him down. I thought about how the Lord used him and saved him, made a new creature out of him. I tell you, a good example for us is New Testament Christians. He's our perfect example for me and you. We ought to have a testimony for the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Right.
We ought to be faithful.
Right, preacher.
He's been good to us.
Bless him, Lord. Amen.
He didn't give us what we deserved.
Right. Bless him, Lord.
Verse 26, he said, wherefore, I take you to record this day that I'm pure from the blood of all men.
Amen.
That lets me know he had a conscience. So that means probably everybody in here, we've all got a conscience.
Right.
That's we've seared it over with a hot iron.
Right. Yeah. Come on, preacher.
We got a conscience. Yeah. And that means something to have a conscience. Yeah. It lets us know when we mess up.
Right. Yeah.
When we do good or when we do bad, we've got a conscience. We don't have to have somebody to walk up and tell us we've messed up or we've done something we ought not to do. We've got the Lord Jesus Christ. We've got the Holy Ghost of God. We've got the precious conscience that the Lord's given every one of every man, woman, boy, and girl. We're to be thankful for that. Paul said, I've got a conscience, basically. He said, I take you to record this day that we ought to be pure from the blood of all men in the way that we live, in the way that we conduct ourselves, no matter where we're at. That's what the Lord expects out of me and you.
That's good preaching.
We'll skip down to verse 31. It says, therefore, watch and remember that by the space of 3 years, I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears. That lets me know he had a burden. A lot of times we don't even have a burden. I believe we'd probably act a lot different, be a lot different. I'm not trying to be mean to nobody. I'm not trying to be ugly.
Right.
I'm just trying to give you what the Lord's given me. But I tell you, he had a burden. I tell you, the Bible teaches us without a vision, the people perish. We ought to have a burden for folks that's lost and hurting. We ought to have a love. If it bothers Brother Cassidy, it ought to bother me. Or if it bothers Brother Josh, it ought to bother me. I tell you, we're like one big family. I tell you, probably a lot closer to a lot of people in here than we are our natural family. Because the blood that shed, because the Lord saved us and put us into the family of God. We ought to be concerned for folks.
Amen.
Well, and the Bible teaches us we ought to bear one another's burdens. Verse 35. I've showed you all things, how that you so laboring, you ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, how he said it is more blessed to give than to receive.
Amen.
Paul said, I believe he was trying to tell them, there's love. There's some love there.
Come on, bless him, Lord.
Because he said it's more blessed to give than to receive.
Right.
You ever notice at holidays that folks get real excited to see how much they can accumulate, I reckon. Especially at Christmas time.
Oh,
folks try to outspend one another. Amen. Folks try to outgive one another. And folks do, they'll be so stressed out trying to do this and trying to do that instead of putting the Lord first where he ought to be. We try to please the flesh and we try to please other folks and we try to please family members or this one and that one. But he said, I've got some love. I'll show you some love. But he's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. Give us an example. That we got somebody that loves us, that cares about us.
Amen.
I'm glad somebody cared about me and you, ain't you?
Amen.
Ain't you glad someone had us on their mind, someone had a burden when we was lost and wicked and needed a Savior.
Right.
We ain't always been saved, neither have you. You need somebody to pray for you. You need somebody to love you.
Right.
You might not even know who it might have been, and I might not ever know who it done.
Right.
But the Lord does.
Right.
So we ought to love one another.
Right.
The Bible teaches us that we're to love one another.
Yes, sir, preacher.
I tell you, how can you love God whom you have not seen and say you hate your brother whom you have seen?
Right.
It don't make no sense. It don't add up. But the Lord does. He loves us.
Amen.
I don't know why. He probably shouldn't have, but he does.
Right.
He proved out this morning, but he manifested his presence, didn't he? And he showed up in a real special way through the singing, through the praying, through the testifying, through the preaching that he loves us. Got a Holy Ghost that tries to draw folks to him. Lets folks know that he loves us. He loves lost folks. He loves saved folks. That ain't the devil. He came to steal and kill and destroy. He didn't care. He loves his own. Well, I appreciate the Lord for being so good to us.
Yes, he is.
I've cleared my heart. Somebody want to get a song?
Bless you, Lord.